service has emerged to offer affordable shoutcast service for current and future internet broadcasters. Jason Meadow, who set up the service at www.streammadness.com, says that prices start from $15 per month for a 20-stream 24kbps shoutcast server. He says Stream Madness servers are connected to the internet using multiple DS3 data lines, which are connected directly to the internet backbone, offering customers a high degree of speed and reliability. Website hosting and on-demand archiving will also be offered. US citizens would gain more legal leverage against spammers and internet companies that might violate their privacy under two bills approved on Friday by the Senate Commerce, Science and Transportation Committee. But both bills face an uncertain future. Interest groups are mustering vocal challenges to the privacy bill, and anti-spam groups wonder if the canned spam will really do any good. Spam infiltration into email boxes continues to rise. By one estimate, one quarter of all email traffic could now be called spam. With that as a backdrop, anti-spam legislation reached a new pinnacle on Friday as a Senate committee unanimously approved the CAN-SPAN Act and released it to the full Senate for a yet-to-be-scheduled vote. Years in the making, the Control of the Assault of Non-Solicited Pornography and Marketing Act was actually introduced in its current form by Senator Conrad Burns in March 2001. The bill contains some harsh provisions. The Federal Trade Commission can levy fines of up to $10 per message, up to $500,000 per incident. Altering email headers to obscure a sender's identity would be a crime. Faked subject lines would be prohibited. Working return addresses must be provided. To Britain now, and British Telecom has warned UK businesses that they risk becoming uncompetitive if they don't switch to high-speed internet links. The telecom firm warned that the UK is lagging behind its European neighbours in broadband take-up. The company made the comments at the first of a series of summits it's holding to persuade more companies to make the switch to broadband. But some businesses said that BT itself has been one of the main reasons for the slow take-up of the technology. The UK lags behind many of its European neighbours in broadband take-up, with less than 3% of homes and businesses connected. Admitting that the initial rollout of broadband hadn't been a success, BT's head of business internet services, Tony Harris, urged companies to take advantage of high-speed connections or lose competitiveness. And still with BT, a new service that allows telephone users to erase the details of the last caller is for data protection and not for adulterers, said BT. The introduction of a new service that allows subscribers to erase details of their last caller has British Telecom denying that it is encouraging love cheats. BT subscribers can find out the number, date and time of their last received call by dialing 1471, a free call return service. But the introduction of the new 1475 service means people can now prevent those they live with from tracing those details, leading to accusations that the company is encouraging infidelity. A spokeswoman for BT denied it was introducing a cheats charter, saying it was compelled to provide the service by privacy requirements in the 1998 Data Protection Act. Terra Lycos, the internet service provider and website network, is offering a new paid email service, part of its continuing desire to lessen its dependence on ad revenue. Among the features Lycos Mail Plus users receive are 25 megabytes of storage, POP3 email access that allows users to tap into their account from any standard non-web-based email client, and no banner ads. The annual cost is $19.95. The service was recently made available to free email users. The company, which has headquarters in Madrid and in Massachusetts, didn't release preliminary sign-up numbers. Paid content will invade the Kazaa file-swapping network on Monday in a major commercial test of a service that, until now, has lured millions of users with free music, video and other digital files. along with finding search results that point users to unfettered MP3s, Kazaa users will begin to see links to songs for sale from record labels and advertisements linked to keyword searches. The move is fraught with controversy, as it is the first application of AltNet, a service from Kazaa partner Brilliant Digital Entertainment that came to light amid a web privacy storm last month. Some Kazaa users reacted with outrage when they discovered that bits of AltNet had been quietly installed on their computers, creating a network to be manipulated by a little-known company whose ambitions were unknown. After weeks of watching for signs of AltNet's awakening, a wary file-swapping world will see the first glimpse of the service this week, an unveiling that Brilliant Digital's CEO Kevin Burmeister hopes will put most, if not all, of the fears to rest. In its first incarnation, AltNet will simply seed the search results of Kazaa's 120 million daily searches, with links to paid content drawing from the increasingly common pay-for-placement model of web search companies such as Overture. Verizon Wireless, the United States' largest wireless phone company, on Monday said it will unveil a new flat-rate plan in June for customers who check email and surf the web from mobile phones, laptops, and other handheld devices, as it tries to stake a claim in the new market. Verizon Wireless, a joint venture between Verizon Communications and Britain's Vodafone Group, also said it will expand the services to 29 new US cities this week and offer a new permanent price plan to include both voice and data minutes. The Bedminster, New Jersey-based firm launched Express Network in January of this year, but its initial price plan, which cost $30 a month and used minutes from regular voice plans, was criticized as too expensive and unreasonable. The new plan came as rival Sprint PCS Group, the nation's number four wireless company, prepared to launch a similar service this summer. Express Network offers high-speed internet connections for email and the web from laptop computers and personal digital assistants. Typical speeds are between 40 and 60 kilobits per second, the equivalent of a home dial-up connection, but it can go as fast as 144 kbps. Verizon Wireless was the first nationwide carrier in the United States to deploy Qualcomm Incorporated's next-generation technology called CDMA 2001X. CDMA is the dominant wireless technology standard in the United States. Wireless companies hope that advanced data-capable services will spark growth in an industry that has slowed down after years of frenetic gains. Analysts say the key to the success of high-speed data services is price. Under the new Verizon pricing plan, consumers pay $99.99 for unlimited data with some restrictions. Other plans range from $35 for 150 voice or data minutes to $75 for 600 minutes. Business customers will still be able to take advantage of its usage-based price plan, costing $35 a month for 10 megabytes, $55 a month for 20 megabytes, or $75 a month for 40 megabytes. Employees in the United Kingdom spend more time wading through their messages than playing with their children, according to a government study just released. The report by the Department of Trade and Industry found that workers take an average of 49 minutes a day to sort through their inboxes. By comparison, working parents play with their children for just 25 minutes a day. Keeping up with emails can not only be a logistical nightmare, it is also seen as one of the worst causes of stress in the workplace, according to the survey. And some Microsoft MSN websites collapsed on Sunday of last week, leaving many users unable to access game, web-based email, chat and search features, among other things. The outage also brought down for a while MSNBC and Newsweek.com, which has a hosting arrangement with the Microsoft NBC News site. The outage is one in a series of recent glitches affecting MSN websites or passport online authentication. Users couldn't access Microsoft's popular GameZone website, and some Hotmail users also found they couldn't access the passport login page for accessing the website. The outage also affected Internet Explorer 6 users, who discovered they couldn't search the web using the default setting. IE6, which is integrated into Windows XP, uses MSN for web searches. This also affected people wishing to sign out of their passport on the zone.msn.com site, causing a potential security issue for that segment of their passport access. And that's news briefs for this week.